chapter 10, Jesus authorizes his disciples to preach and heal people. And he called to him his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of disease and all manner of sickness. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon, the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out and ordered them, saying, "Do not go unto the Gentiles, and do not enter into any city of the Samaritans. Instead, go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. Acquire no gold, nor silver, nor brass for your purses. No wallet for your journey, neither two coats, nor shoes, nor staff, for the labourer is worthy of his food. And into what city or village you shall enter, search out who in it is worthy, and stay with them until you go. And as you enter into the household, greet it. And if the household be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is unworthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, as you go out of that household or that city, shake off the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city. I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, and in their synagogues they will scourge you. Yes, and before governors and kings you shall be brought for my sake for testimony to them and to the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given to you at that time what to speak. For it is not you that speaks, but the Spirit of your Father that speaks in you. And brother shall deliver brother to death, and the father his child. And children shall rise up against parents and cause them to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. But when they persecute you in this city, flee into the next. For truly I say to you, you shall not have gone through the cities of Israel until the Son of Man comes. The servant is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his Lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his teacher, and the servant as his Lord. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more them of his household? But fear them not. There is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops, and do not be afraid of those that kill the body, but aren't able to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for very small coin, and not one of them shall fall to the ground without your Father? For the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore fear not. You are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who shall confess me before men, I will also confess him before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever shall deny me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. Think not that I came to send peace on the earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I came to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. He that loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it. And he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. He that receives you receives me. And he that receives me receives him that sent me. He that receives a prophet in the name of the prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he that sees a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward.